boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Never in a million years did I think I would ever say that I think I am no longer a hugger type of person. But hear me out. I think I got the ick from getting hugged today. Because it happened not once, but twice. I got hugged earlier this morning by somebody. And then later in the afternoon, I got hugged again. And both times, I could tell the person was coming in for a hug. It was two different people.
Yeah.
I could tell they were coming in for a hug. And I thought, oh God, could we not?
I mean, that's me at all times. I am so the ultimate non-hugger.
I know. You and Lady J can't stand hugs. And I have never, ever in my life had that thought, oh my God, could we not? Ever.
Until today.
Until today. I finally had that thought, which was, could you just stay over there?
Wait, why is that?
I don't know. I think I'm considering hugs more intimate now, and I would rather hug you because you're my significant other. And I, like, they, hugs mean, like, a lot to me, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So when you're just, like, a rando person, they're awkward. I don't like them. They don't really mean anything to me.
Interesting. I thought you were going to say, like, you forgot to put on deodorant this morning.
That's a normal, usual thing on a regular
like,
basis.
Oh, I don't want you up in my business like that. I've never related to you more, Destiny, because you're kind of joining the anti-hugger club.
Never thought I'd be here.
You're deciding that you maybe aren't so comfortable with it. You don't really like them from just, you know, Joe Schmo on the street necessarily.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't like hugs either, but what would you prefer instead?
Here's what I don't prefer is a handshake. Oh my God, I cannot stand handshakes.
I mean, I guess I don't love them either, but why are you so passionate?
There are so many reasons I don't like handshakes because there are, I feel like I'm always awkward. And I don't know about you, but we actually took like a little bit of a class in high school on how you should give a proper handshake. Like it's this specific hand and you should reach this specific way. And I always mess it up every single time. When somebody comes and reaches to give me a handshake, I never know which hand I'm supposed to give. I always end up giving the wrong hand and making things weird. That's my first problem. Number two is I hate shaking hands when the other person's hand is ice cold.
Oh.
Or my hand is ice cold. I feel bad that your hand is like steaming hot and here comes the iceberg.
I'm stuck on the steaming hot hand. I almost think that's worse.
But I hate when I like shake their hand and it's like, oh, that's hot. And then my hands are freezing or whatever. I don't like that. I don't like when we don't agree on temperatures in our hands. And I don't like it when you go in and their hands are all like crusty.
Clammy. Oh.
Well, that too. Clammy.
Who's got the crusty hands around here?
Because he hasn't put lotion on.
Now I'm like,
this is why I don't like handshakes. See, don't give me a handshake because I'm going to judge your hand.
I would never give you a handshake, actually, ever.
And then I judge you. I'm like, oh, look at her nails. They're not properly done. I don't know. I don't.
That's so rude. I don't think I've ever shook your hand and I now plan to absolutely never.
Don't do it.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Anybody else procrastinating doing anything right now?
Oh, tons of things. Where do we begin?
So many different options. It could be work things. It could be spring cleaning. It could be paying your bills.
Right. Did I hit a chord with you?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
rent's due in how many days?
The bad part about procrastinating is like, how do you actually make yourself do something that you like actually need to get done? Mm-hmm. And that is where temptation bundling comes in.
Okay.
Let me tell you about it. So this came from a behavioral scientist. Her name's Katie. And she said, basically, temptation bundling is when you take that thing that you need to do, but you're kind of avoiding. Maybe it's chores. And then you bundle it with something that's pleasurable to you, something that's exciting, mm-hmm. something that you mm-hmm. enjoy. Mm-hmm. And then you're doing the bad thing, but you're also getting some good stuff out of it. So, for example, You could be watching your favorite TV show while you fold laundry. Some of these things you're probably doing not even knowing about temptation bundling. But they say if there's something that like you're really, really avoiding, that you got to get done, you got to find something that you can pair with it, and then you're more likely to do it.
Okay, that's simple.
I'm like now trying to think about all the things that I'm avoiding and what I could add to them. Obviously, a sweet treat is always going to make me want to do something. I feel like temptation bundle work with candy.
Yeah.
When I'm like, oh, I don't feel like doing anything, I treat myself to a candy bar or Sour Patch Kids or something. Or like, I haven't found the thing yet, but what I need to do while exercising. I know some people stream a TV show or listen to an audio book.
You need to find that thing.
I need to find that thing. And I don't know if it's like sleepwalking. Can I pair that with exercising so that I don't remember doing any of it? That's what I would like to find.
Do you sleepwalk?
No, but I wish I could while I was exercising so I didn't have to actually be awake for the exercising part.
That would be nice.
That's the goal.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
How do you celebrate your birthday now that you've gotten older? Do you still throw birthday parties? Do you get yourself a cake? Do you get yourself a nice gift? What do you do?
What are those things that you feel like are a necessity to celebrate your birthday or your work birthday? Like, we're going to celebrate.
Yeah, we want to hear from you how you celebrate your birthday, because coming up on Sunday will be our 1 year as a show. We kicked off Those Girls in the Afternoon last year on March 31st, but we're going to celebrate the birthday, because we're not going to be here on Sunday. I mean, unless you want to work on Sunday.
Nope, we will not be here. Nope.
Okay. So
I'm going to celebrate from my couch.
Same. So we're going to celebrate tomorrow, our birthday. The thing is, we procrastinated.
Yeah, what do we do? What are we supposed to do?
And we don't know what to do. We're like, yeah, we've been a show for 1 year. Woo!
We are 1 year. Now what?
I got nothing for you. You got anything? That's all I
got. That's what my brain feels like. Jill did text us, though, and said, you're going to need a pitcher of margaritas. Jill.
Yeah, Jill.
I like the way you think.
Jill, you want to tell our bosses?
Yeah, no kidding. I do think, obviously, we need a holiday spirits. So
okay.
I'm going to have to come with some sort of Those Girls celebratory drink cocktail for us to make. So we could probably do that around 4:45 tomorrow.
That's one thing, Taylor.
Beyond that,
we have how many hours in a show?
I mean, we've done this for a year. We got to come up with something.
We have to have something, and I have no idea what to do. So how do you celebrate your birthday? Give us any and all ideas.
Anything.
How do you celebrate your kid's birthday? We'll take that, too.
Yeah, we're kids.
If you had a surprise birthday party tomorrow night, what would you want to walk into that room? What would be in there for your birthday party? That's a lot of questions.
That is a lot of questions, and I don't know. That's why we need help.
We need help. We need to know what would be your dream birthday party. Like, what is in that room when you walk in and everyone goes, surprise! What is in that room? Because we are celebrating our 1 year birthday as a show, and we need help with what on earth are we going to do.
Colleen, what's your suggestion?
Y'all need to get you a smash cake.
Did you say a smash cake?
A smash cake.
That's what they do with like a 1 year old, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is a popular idea because 8446 texted us and also said a 1 year smash cake.
I'm down for this. They always told me I had to get your hands out of your food, right? This isn't Play-Doh or whatever, but I'm down to finally play with my food now.
I love this idea because we get cake out of it.
Mm-hmm. Cute photos.
We could just like squish it with our hands. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be fun. So yeah, smash cake. We can definitely.
I'm down for that. That's
make
one
happen.
Thing though.
Well, no, we decided holiday spirit.
Okay, that's two. Okay.
So we'll have a cocktail at 4:45-ish tomorrow.
Okay. What else could we do? That's only two things.
Okay. What else at a birthday party? Like, so good music.
Yeah.
Lady J, normally you're like, hey, can you play some music? And she just like whips out all of her equipment out of her back pocket.
She's got that in every corner of every room, I swear to God.
So I think she'd be down to do a little
mixing.
A little mixing, five-ish. We'll have to five. she'll be here. It'll be fine. Beyond that, I really want to, you got to have a game.
Beyond that, she's still on. What game are
what
we
about
playing?
A game? Okay. It's been a long time since I had a birthday party. So normally it's like pin the tail on the donkey. We don't have a donkey.
Last time I checked, we didn't have one in the backyard.
We have a Destiny. What can we pin? She doesn't have a tail, though. If I know you don't see her, but I can confirm she doesn't have
a
tail.
No, I do not have a tail.
Pin the something on Destiny. I don't know what it is.
I don't either.
But I'd like to play that game for our birthday. And that's all I got. You know how it's the worst question to get asked? What do you want for your birthday? And you're like, I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stress and overthink about like the things that you would actually want to receive. That's where we're at. As a show, we don't know what to do for our own birthday.
100%.
And we are celebrating 1 year of Those Girls in the Afternoon tomorrow. So we're kind of coming up with a list of things that we can do to celebrate. But we need lots of help. So, Peggy, what do you think we should do?
Well, I think you need presents. So you guys have each enjoyed each other's company for the last year. And so you should bring each other some sort of present. You could make it like a homemade present, a baked good, you know, whatever. Make it creative.
I know what your cooking's like. Don't you dare bake me anything.
And I was also thinking, homemade? I can't even draw stick people. You would nail that part. I would not be good at it.
Here's the problem. We're talking about tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow. The actual anniversary is Sunday, but we are celebrating tomorrow and we have nothing.
There is no time to make something homemade. I also don't really have a budget. That's crazy to get you a nice gift. But
right.
This might be a dumb idea. What if we did, I still like the idea of a gift because you know I love presents. I'll do anything to get a present, right? What if, because we're only 1 year old, we challenged ourselves to go to the store and find a gift for each other that's under $1, tax included, baby. You cannot go over $1. And good luck with inflation these years.
Well, yeah, last I knew Dollar Tree wasn't even a dollar anymore.
No,
so I don't know where to go.
$1.25 out of us.
Okay, well, no complaining. Can we say that? No,
it's
complaining.
Not going to be a good gift. Okay. There's no way.
And yeah, I could probably find something for.
But it cannot, tax included, cannot go over $1. Challenge accepted.
Can it come from my house and I just say it's worth less than $1?
Now you're just ruining it.
Okay, I'll do my best to find you something for $1.
I'm excited to see what you get me.
Oh, boy.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
No candy tonight, so don't even worry about that when you're driving home thinking about the trivia question.
I don't need that temptation because you mentioned candy and I'm like, oh, I should go stop at Target and grab something.
No.
Good. I don't need that in my life tonight.
Tonight's trivia question has to do with Easter eggs, though.
Fun. Now I want to make some.
Oh, like dyeing them and all that fun stuff.
Decorate
them. That's what we're talking about. So the first Easter eggs were dyed what color?
Wow. I wonder how long ago this was.
Don't ask me. If I was to dye the very first egg, what color would I want to do?
I don't want to sound stupid. Never mind.
Why? What were you going to
do? I'm like, what kind of resources did they have?
No,
was
that's
it
a good
dirt?
Question.
Was it dirt?
Oh, she's not wrong.
How long is this? I got to stop. I got to stop.
I don't know. Was it brown? Because Taylor thinks it was
don't
dirt.
Don't overthink it. I have a problem.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
I mean it when I say I love you, but I don't think I would ever want to dye eggs with you.
Why?
You're too talented.
Oh.
Your eggs would be so much prettier than mine.
I feel like Easter eggs is something that, like, even if you're an artist, they kind of look bad. They're hard to make look good. The accuracy is not there.
I always try to make mine look rainbowy or tie-dye, and then they end up looking brown because it's all like six different colors mixed in together. It don't look good.
I get dip happy. I'm like, oh, I'll do a layer of green, and then I'll do some blue because that'll make turquoise. And then somehow you end up with like the ugliest baby barf color ever.
Well, we're talking about dyeing your eggs because that is tonight's trivia question. The first Easter eggs were dyed what color?
Ian and Michael both guessed green.
Are they going off of your theory or your thing about how,
what are the resources? I don't know. I don't think we should think about that too much.
Are they thinking green for grass? Because you thought maybe brown for dirt.
I don't know how long Easter eggs have been around. Excuse my ignorance.
8638 said red. Ugh, hope you weren't using blood. That was just
What's wrong with you?
I think it's just a thought.
Honestly. 95, 86.
I'm going back to what you said. Using your resources.
That is commitment.
We have
man.
Not had kits all the entire time. There's no way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Whatever. I can't think about this too much or I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. 9586 says yellow. Stop it.
You know what I'm thinking,
Stop
right?
Stop it.
You know what I'm thinking, right?
You're literally single-handedly ruining Easter right now. Congratulations.
You did
you
it.
You don't touch yellow snow, so don't touch the yellow eggs.
I gotta quit.
That right there is enough.
She's right. I'm ruining Easter for everyone. Trivia question. The first Easter eggs were dyed what color?
Get your head out of the gutter immediately. Text in your guess and don't be sick.
I guarantee I was not the only one who thought that.
It's your fault that they thought that, though.
When you're dyeing your eggs this weekend, you know, because Easter's coming up.
It is.
I want you to dye your eggs this color first, because that is the color the very first egg was dyed.
What a fun fact also to be like, oh my gosh, you guys, you won't believe this knowledge I'm about to spit.
I know. The first Easter eggs were dyed what color?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
red.
Red. I am actually surprised by that, because when I think of Easter, I think of pastels.
I know. Why did we choose red?
I don't know. Who's responsible?
Did you pick your favorite color, you selfish person?
I
would have picked pink.
I would have picked black.
Have you ever dyed an egg black before?
No, but now I kind of want to, just to throw everybody off.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Do you ever think about taking wildlife home to be your pet?
Almost every day.
There's a bird in our lawn right now. It's adorable. And normally I think
what
birds...
What color?
Brown.
Don't tell me it's a cardinal.
No, it's not. It's got a cute little orange belly. And honestly, I would normally think that birds are kind of gross. But that one's kind of cute. And I am in a headspace of, that bird could come live with me and have a happy life. I know it's not rational. But I kind of want to make a trip out there and see... if he chooses me to be his new mother.
The problem is I want a talking bird. And I know that bird ain't going to talk to me. But I want a talking
bird. If you raise a bird, the bird will never stop talking. I think would be the problem.
Before I was even twerking on the dance floor at my high school prom.
You were twerking on the dance floor?
No. But before we got there, I was going aisle to aisle at the Vinton Fairway. Which Taylor thinks it's a very odd thing to do. And let me explain that coming up. But we want to know what odd thing happened at your high school prom with something that you did that other people would be like, huh? I went aisle to aisle at the Vinton Fairway because that's just kind of like the tradition to do.
If you work there, you should mention that.
That is 100% correct. You didn't just do it if you didn't work there. If you worked there, it's tradition to come by in your gown, in your tux, because everybody wanted to see what you look like. We were a really close family when we worked there. Like you loved who you worked with. And so that's kind of the tradition, is that you would get all dressed up. Actually, you ended up working that morning if you could. And you did stock, and that's like putting things on the shelf.
Yeah.
You went home for a couple of hours. You got all glammed up. And then you would come in around 5-6 o'clock, show off your dress and your tux. And then you would head to Cedar Rapids because... that's where all the food options are at. And then you'd come eat dinner here, and then you'd come back to Vinton and you go to prom. That's how we did it. And you just think that's the weirdest thing ever,
that
we were in the produce section taking photos.
Well, that's the craziest part, is that it wasn't like, oh my gosh, we're just stopping by. Like, here we are. We're going to go have a good night. Goodbye. It was like a photo opportunity in front of, I saw two photos yesterday in front of apples.
Yep.
And I believe cereal.
Yep.
So there is evidence of this being a thing, and I'm sorry, I still think it's weird.
You know what's funny is that those photos are my favorite photos. Not the ones that are like the awkward poses that you took at prom.
Like at the park or whatever.
Oh yeah, no, no, no. My favorite photos are the ones in the grocery store in aisle produce.
It all makes sense. It really does.
What's that one story that you're going to tell your kids about the night of your high school prom that you're like, yeah, maybe I don't want to tell them about this because this is odd. We want to know what odd thing happened at your high school prom.
Rob, what was up at your prom?
I was a football player, so after the dance, we all stripped down to our underwear and ran on through the sprinklers on the football field.
Wow. That sounds kind of fun, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it was LaSalle Prue High School in Illinois.
Man, we had nothing like that.
Nope.
Underwear sprinkler running? That's crazy.
Keep your pants on. That's how we did our prom. Okay.
Good.
Same thing. Pants kind of off for neighbor man at his prom.
What?
I asked him about that. I said, what odd thing happened at your high school prom? He had his pants on, don't worry. But he went to his high school. He only had like a senior prom at his school.
Yeah.
And he had a date and everything. And he went off and he was talking to a group of friends. And he's like, hey, what happened to my date? Has anybody seen her? And then all of a sudden, one of her friends came up to him and was like, you guys have to go. You need to leave now. And he's like, well, what? What's going on? She's like, the back of her dress ripped and all of her butt, it's showing. Everything is showing. Like the whole back of the dress, everything.
Gone?
Gone. Now, I don't know what happened, what dance move she did to ruin that. I don't know, but they could.
That is a whole new meaning to pants off, dance off. It's kind of odd growing up and watching prom season roll around every year and the new traditions and things that are normal for high school proms, and you're like, yeah, we didn't do that.
Oh, 100%.
We want to know, what was that thing that was a little bit odd looking back at it that you did at your prom? I had two older sisters, so they're 5 and 10 years older than me, so I got to watch them go to prom, obviously. And the one thing that I always thought was a little weird that I think both of them did that was not a trend when I was in high school was that the girls would wear garters. Did you do that?
Why?
I don't know. And I think...
What happens when you... Do you take them off? Do you throw them?
There was always...
So many questions. I have so many questions.
I don't know. I don't know the reasoning for it, but they would like buy them in the color that would match their dress. I think my sister like bedazzled her own. Like you would kind of DIY it to match. And then there would always be a photo of the group of girls that you were going with that they would have the dress pulled up so you could see the one leg with a garter on it. Like, Google it. I know this was a thing. I just never understood it, and we never did it when I was in high school.
My concern is, have you ever been at a wedding where the guy goes underneath the dress and...
I don't know if that happened at the dances. I'd rather not know.
I don't want to see my high school daughter die. Not now. No, thank you.
I don't think that tradition has made a resurgence, and I hope it doesn't.
I hope it doesn't.
I'd be cool with that one. Staying in the past. I bet you're going to go home tonight, and you're going to call your sisters and be like, what were you doing at your prom?
After what you just told me, definitely my oldest sister.
So we've been talking about odd things or traditions that happened at your high school prom. I told you that I thought it was strange that my oldest sister, when she was in high school, very early 2000s, it was a trend and a tradition to wear a garter if you were a girl going to prom, and they would like match the dresses. I think it's weird. You really think it's weird.
I'm just thinking of weddings and what happens when they take them off, and I just get weirded out.
Well, Melissa, what odd thing happened at your prom?
So I just want to reiterate the whole garter thing. I graduated in 2006, and it was kind of like at the end, I feel like, of doing this. But then the guys, after prom was over, would then have them like hanging from their rearview mirror. But I definitely remember this trend.
Now that you say that, I remember my sister's high school boyfriend had her garter.
What?
Yep, and it wasn't anything like the wedding where they take it off and stuff. It was literally for that picture at prom, and then after prom, the guy got it and hung it on his rearview mirror.
More or less weirded out now.
Less weirded out, but can you imagine? Because I went to prom with one boyfriend and then we broke up almost right after.
Yeah, what'd you do with it?
What is he doing with that?
I wonder if they still have,
that's what I'm
have those. It's weird.
That's what I'm wondering.
Michael, what happened at your prom that was a little odd?
So the night of my prom, I mean, all my friends usually wanted to go out to like a nice steakhouse. So we did up Applebee's. And when I got there, obviously we weren't 21 or anything. So I just had a cranberry. I was wearing a white tux for it. And my date knocked the table, which knocks the cranberry all over my white jacket.
Did you go home? What did you do?
No, I ended up just wearing that jacket through the prom. I mean, had just kind of embraced the style, the red. It was like a badge of honor that night.
I feel like there was always somebody that was having a wardrobe malfunction at prom, a spillage, a ripped dress or something.
100%.
What happened at your prom that was a little bit strange?
My mom was really controlling, so I had to go to prom with my cousin's husband.
Your cousin's husband?
Yes. And he was cheating on my cousin because I caught him talking to somebody else. So yeah, it was very gross.
There's levels to that. You ended up being like a private investigator, like a stakeout.
Exactly.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, we've got a classic case of, is he hitting on me or is he just being nice?
Those are hard ones to decide between
and really easy to overthink.
Happens to me every weekend. And usually I think they're hitting on me, and most of the time they are not.
Okay, well, I am excited to see what you think about this, because there was a viral moment back at the Super Bowl. Obviously, Taylor Swift was in the celebrity-filled suite with lots of other people, including Ice Spice, who she brought along with her and was next to her the entire time. And a moment that really went viral was a photo of Shaq with Taylor Swift and Ice Spice and, you know, the rest of the crew. And in the caption, he posted this photo on Instagram and said that Ice is, quote, so damn fine.
Oh.
Okay. Great. Ice Spice is beautiful. She's adorable.
Yes, she is.
Love her. But now, here we are at the end of March. It's been a little over a month since the Super Bowl, and he is saying that he wasn't hitting on her. He said he was just trying to acknowledge Ice Spice and show her some respect. Like, hey, she's made it and she deserves this. He, again, direct quote from Shaq, said, I don't flirt like that. Just because I say hi doesn't mean I'm trying to slide in your DMs. So it feels like one of those things where he like flirted and it didn't go anywhere. And now he's like, oh, no. I didn't even like her to begin with.
I could see it being that way. Yeah.
I get that weird vibe of like, dude, just admit you were kind of into it and it didn't go anywhere.
I do this. But I could see where he also maybe is being serious, where he's like, I really wasn't hitting on her. I'm just showing some respect.
Yeah.
Like, here's to the goat, right? Or whatever. But like, I mean, if you go and you look at some of my friends on Instagram and you look at some of their photos, you will see me underneath that photo commenting with like fire emojis. And I'm like, hot dang. And I'm like, so fire. And I'm like, if you were single, hey, you know, I'm not into that. But like, I'm just doing that because I'm like, I see you and you look hot. And I want you to know that I see you and you look good. And I'm gonna show you a little some appreciation. I don't do this to any guys because I don't have a close enough guy friend that I would do that to. But if I was like really, really, really close to a guy, maybe I would do that if there was like no feelings there.
Right.
But these are two girlfriends that I know that I do this to all the time. And they do the exact same thing to me. If you go to my Instagram, you're gonna see them putting those fire emojis on me and saying the exact same little flirtatious comments on mine.
Right.
It's just girlfriends.
That's the thing, though. I don't think Shaq and Ice Spice are friends, nor were they ever really that close.
Mm-hmm.
So why did he say it from the beginning if he didn't have that relationship?
Yeah, I don't know what their relationship is. I don't know how close they are.
Well, based on this, I don't think they're close at all.
Shaq, come on and comment on my Facebook or my Instagram post any day. I could use the comments. Mm-hmm. There's not a whole lot there.
Shaq, comment, please.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
When I'm on a FaceTime call with my sisters tonight, it's going to be in an awkward place, and I feel kind of bad about it.
As somebody who's been on FaceTime with you, you have very little boundaries.
You're right.
You're
always not wrong.
Doing something else. You're multitasking.
Yeah.
You're halfway paying attention because you're too busy doing your laundry or whatever. So for you to say that it's going to be in a weird place makes me extra nervous.
One time when I was on a FaceTime call with you, I was standing on top of a chair doing something. And you're like, aren't we having a conversation? Get off the chair.
Well, the best part was that you had to like prop up the phone so I could watch instead of just leaving it on the counter.
In case I fell off, then somebody could witness.
Whatever. Where are you going to be FaceTiming from tonight?
Okay, so my second oldest sister, Caitlin, she's getting married this summer. So, of course, you know, when you get married, you have to have a bachelorette party, you have to have a bridal party, all the fun things. And we're trying to plan the bridal party through text messages. I mean, honest with you, it's going nowhere.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It is a nightmare. So we're like, can we just have a face-to-face conversation? And kind of our schedules aren't really aligning up. So we agreed we would do a FaceTime call. The thing is, Taylor, I chose sleeping in this morning instead of going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So the phone call is going to be around 7 o'clock for the FaceTime call is. I still need to hit my workout. So I'm not going to do it at the gym because like I don't want everyone to see that. Like that's a little disrespectful. But I do have like a little indoor bike. I don't know what they're called.
An exercise bike.
Yeah. At home in my basement. So I'm thinking while I take this phone call and we go over what color the bridal shower should be and who the guests are, I'll be on the bike, huffing and puffing. Yeah, I think pink's a good color. Yeah, 10 guests. That's a good amount.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do today. I won't be on the toilet. I know you were thinking that, but I mean, maybe I'll end up on the toilet after.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking, I'm trying to think about what
I might also need to take a shower, so they might also end up there.
And that is where we should draw the line, I think. I think your sisters are going to be fed up with you after tonight.
100%.
Because you said that you have this like planned FaceTime call. That's actually pretty important. You're planning your sister's wedding festivities.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you're going to do it while you ride an exercise bike.
Yeah, you might as well kill two birds with one stone. I'm not going to waste time here. I missed the gym this morning.
I get it. I hope you put yourself on mute when you're not talking so they don't have to hear you huffing and puffing. But I get it. Like, sometimes you want to multitask.
Yeah.
You got to get stuff done while you're talking to whoever it is you're FaceTiming. I am horrible about this with my mother. And I know that she just could smack me sometimes because I call her all the time and I always FaceTime her. It's always when I'm making dinner and it drives her crazy.
Why? What's wrong with you making dinner and talking to her on the FaceTime?
Because it normally is like I prop her up on the stove and I've got pots and pans going and she's like, I can't hear you when you're pouring noodles into a pot, Taylor. So, but I still continue to do it. I'm so sorry, Mom.
I thought she was mad because it was making her hungry.
Maybe that too.
Ask myself, is this a dumb idea? Or is this a dumb idea? And you would probably say
it may be a dumb idea,
but I'm down for dumb ideas.
I'm going to play along. I do think that this idea you have for tomorrow, it could be impossible.
Don't say it's impossible. What are we even talking about? You're like, okay, just shut up about the damn dumb idea. What is it?
We're celebrating our first birthday as Those Girls in the Afternoon tomorrow. And, you know, we want to get like a cake. We want to have drinks and have a great time. And then you were like, what about gifts?
I love gifts.
Mm-hmm. I know. But then we're both kind of like, do we really need to do all that? Also, like, that's kind of a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So you said, let's spend $1 on each
tax
other.
Included.
Tax included.
Tax included.
For, because, you know, we're 1 year old. We should only spend $1
not
on our
gift. Not 101, not $1.05. It is $1 or under.
I don't know where you can go these days and get something for less than a dollar.
Challenge accepted. I am going to be searching. You know, you always look at the bottom shelf. Did you know that?
Like at a grocery store?
Did you not know this? No, I'm being serious. Okay, so when you start looking for my gift tonight or tomorrow for the dollar gift, you need to be looking at the bottom shelf. The cheapest things are always on the bottom shelf because they put the most expensive things at eye level because they're like, oh, you're too lazy to look down below.
Okay.
So look down below and you might find a gift for me for a dollar.
I will be down in the trenches tonight looking.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.